joy, still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. Oh, I still have joy. Oh, I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. Peace. I still have peace. Oh, I peace. After all the things I've been through, I still have peace. Oh, I still have peace. Oh, I still have peace. After all the things I've been through, I still have peace. Joy. I still have joy. Oh, I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. Oh, I still have joy. Oh, I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. Always keeping the main thing, the main thing. Thanking God for Jesus Christ. Thanking God for the Holy Spirit. Thanking God for the church. Thanking God for the brethren here that give me another opportunity to come to you and say a few things that's on my mind and my heart. I pray that something said make you better for being here. Something said that would uplift you and just bring you joy. Amen. Bring you peace that surpasses all understanding. And that joy that we got to have in these days, because we're facing some days here now that don't make no kind of sense. Amen. Scripture's text will be taken from the book of 2 Timothy, the first chapter. What was read to you was 2 Timothy 1:7, but I would like to read 1 through 8. That's 1 Timothy. Second Timothy. This is what happens when you get a little gray hair on you. Amen. Second Timothy, the first chapter, verses 1 through 8. And it reads, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God whom I serve my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of the tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwell first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stirreth up the gift of God, which is in thee, by putting on of my hands. Verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me in a prisoner, but be thou partakers of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God. My text subject this morning is, can fear stop us? Can fear stop us? Paul is encouraging Timothy to embrace the qualities that come from God, such as power, love, and sound mind, rather than being driven by fear. It is a message of strength, faith, and empowerment in the face of challenges. Someone has said that the strongest fear is the fear of the unknown. We have said that what we don't know about tomorrow, it ain't bad because we know who holds tomorrow. We don't know what's around the corner, but we know who knows what's around the corner. You see, fear robs us of our joy and our peace when we let fear have its way. When faith is over fear, we're doing all right. But when fear is over faith, we're not doing so well. In this world now, what we face is a lot of fear out there. Amen? And this fear is sown by the devil. Amen? And you remember when the devil sowed tares with the wheat? And he sows fear in this world also. We are living in a world when we're scared to go to school. We are living in a world where we are afraid to send our children to school. We are living in a world where we're afraid to go to work. We're living in a world where we're afraid to go to the hospital. We're living in a world that we're afraid to go out to eat nowadays. We're afraid to go to the grocery stores. We're afraid to go bowling. We're afraid to go to games. We're afraid to go for a walk. We're afraid to go on a bus ride, a plane ride, or a train ride. We're afraid to go on vacation. We're afraid to take our medicine these days. Amen? And medicine is supposed to be good for you, but we're scared to take it because that after effect. Amen? Ain't that something? The after effect will make you... Amen. That's another lesson. We're afraid to go to the doctor. We're afraid to go to church. We're afraid to leave home. We're afraid to go home. Amen? We're living in a time of fear. Amen? And if we don't put faith first, fear is going to take us over. It's going to take us over. Amen? Because faith is what we need. Faith is what we got to have in Christ, not fear. Amen? Faith. We're even afraid of who going to be the next president. Amen? Are you with me? This is the fear we have these days. We fear bullies. Me personally, I don't like bullies. And now when I said I don't like what bullies do. Amen? And not that I hate the person of bully, it's what bullies do I don't like. I'm not a bully. Don't like to be bullied. Amen? But just the thought of bullies. You see, bullies are people who want to force you to do something. They want to put fear in you. Want you to be scared. Why? They ain't got nothing else to do. Are you with me? Just want you to be afraid, scared, bullies. I remember in school, the bullies, you know, I'm sure you all have some bullies, you know. And then I remember I ran from a fight because of the bully. I told you this before, and I ran straight to my daddy. And he told me something that scared me more than the bully did. He said, boy, he said, if I ever see you run from a fight again, he said, I'm going to do something to you, then I'm going to make you go back and fight. I said, well, Daddy, do you know who I am? I'm your son. Amen? I'm your boy. You know? And you know when he told me that, it put something in me because guess what? I could have beat the bully. And just that's how he looked that I was scared. Amen? I was scared of him. Are you with me? And then I said, well, you know, I'm going to take a hand. I'm going to try my bullet. You know, I'm going to see, can I do it, you know? Now, you know, I'm up there now, right? I'm going to see what I could do. And it was this timid-looking boy. Don't bother nobody. Quiet. Amen? This is, you know, I said, I'm on. Bro Holloway, I'm going to get him, you know? I'm gonna try my bullying out on him. Shouldn't have done that. I didn't know that boy was that strong. Amen. I didn't know he was that strong. And I was glad that there was some people around who stopped that fight. Because if they didn't stop that fight, I would have been in bad shape. Amen. I said, I don't want to be no bully no more. I don't want to be a bully no more to nobody. Amen. And see, like I said, bullies are people who make you scared, who want to force you into being afraid. They ain't got nothing else to do. You just got to be afraid. You got to be scared of them. So if you're afraid of them, guess what? You're going to do exactly what they say. Give me your money. Here, you know. Give me your food. Here, buddy, you know. Are you with me? You see, you know, and we have some bullies. Had some bullies on my job I work with. I had some bullies who were foremen. Had some bullies who were supervisors. Amen? Had some bullies that I just knew. Amen? Even had a few bullies in the church. Ain't that bad? But we are going to be afraid of something. It's something each and every one of us is afraid of. Amen? Something. And it's called phobias. Phobias. You have your phobia. I have my phobia. They have theirs. The word phobia is an anxiety order defined by a persistent, excessive fear of an object or situation. As a kid, I remember we had a cherry tree, and you would walk outside or walk under that cherry tree, and a worm would fall down on you. I could not stand a hairy worm. Amen. I couldn't stand it. That worm, and I was so much bigger than the worm, right? But that little worm put fear in me. And I had a phobia from worms. Amen? And that was called scoliosis phobia, fear of worms. And then there's arachnophobia, the fear of spiders. Some people are fear of spiders. Then there's ophidiophobia, fear of snakes. It's always something. It's something we all have a phobia that we're afraid of. Amen. But we got to remember, fear. If fear is over faith, we're in trouble. But if faith is over fear, we're gonna be all right. Another phobia is acrophobia, the fear of heights. Another fear is aerophobia, fear of flying. Another is sentinophobia, a fear of dogs. I had a problem with that. I remember I went over to a guy's house, right? And the dog, just asked, you know, and he said, they ain't gonna bite you, don't worry about it. I said, man, listen, why don't you take your dog and put it up? Take your dog. They ain't gonna bite you. Oh, he ain't gonna bite you. And guess what? The dog bit me. Amen? And then this is what he said. He said he bit you because you were scared. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know that. If I had only knew that. Are you with me? If I had just only knew that, that dog wouldn't have bite me. Right? And today, you know, like dogs, they just know that I'm scared. You know, they just, you know. And I have that phobia. I do. Amen? But I'm a little better now, you know. I'm a little better, getting better, right? Then they have acrophobia, fear of darkness. And they got androphobia, the fear of men. And they got anuptophobia, fear of staying single. They got aquaphobia, the fear of water. They got ecclesiophobia, the fear of church. They got gamophobia, the fear of women. Amen? That's probably what, amen. Hetiphobia, fear of hell. Satanophobia, fear of Satan. Uranophobia, fear of heaven. Necrophobia, fear of death or dying. Gerasophobia, fear of bridges or tunnels. Gerasophobia, the fear of getting old. Amen? There's something that we all are afraid of, you know? But I just want to say, fear, faith over fear is what we need. Because fear shouldn't stop us from doing what's necessary. This congregation, amen? You want this congregation to grow. You can't have fear. Amen? You can't have fear. You got to have faith. The faith that is real. Amen? But if you're afraid, it's not going to happen. Amen? Just like if you're afraid to speak to that cute girl, you know. Oh, I'm afraid. Some of you remember. Brothers, don't raise your hand because if you get in trouble, you're going to blame me. Amen? So, but you remember that girl in school? She was so pretty. Are you with me? And, well, let me talk about my wife. And this is true. Look, this is what happened. When we first met, she came to me, right? She said, my name is Barbara Ribbon. What's yours? I was so scared. I forgot my name. What? I forgot my name. Huh? I forgot my name. I did. And she was standing there waiting for me to tell her. My knees just gave up. Amen. And the list goes on. But praise be to God, we have hope. Not in fear, but in faith. Fear shouldn't stop us. If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. We got to remember that. Amen. When we get in these times of fear, right? Like your brother was speaking this morning, right? About being angry. You see, forgiving and forgetting. We may never forget, seriously. But Christ, I believe what Christ is saying that, you know, that don't have revenge. Where there's no wood, the fire goeth out. Amen? We don't have to hit back, you know, but we can remember because if we went through this alley and this man robbed us, we don't go back through the alley. Amen? You know, and everybody's point was on key. But just like you said, you know, everybody got a different view, but it's the same. It's just like a man looking at a bottle. One would say it's half full. The other one would say it's half empty. Who's right? Amen? You see? Well, his idea is half empty, but the other is half full. Amen? So we have our idea. And if God be for us, who can stand against us? Psalms 34:4 says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all fears. Deuteronomy 3:31-6. Fear not, for he will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Amen. God is there for us. He's there for us. Amen. But we have to believe that. You see, some people don't believe it. That's why the scripture says, for he that have an ear, let him hear. Amen. you got to believe this. You got to trust this. You got to say, this is right. Are you with me? I can't hit that man back. God told me not to do it. So I'm going to, what, have faith in what he says. Even though it's a hard saying, it's something that we have to work on. It ain't going to just pop up. Study to show thyself approved, or work to need not being ashamed. We have to study. We have to work on these things. We have to exercise. You know, when you get out there and exercise for certain things, you get, you know, and you what they call you for a basketball game. What do you do? I ain't got the word. Practice. That's it. You see, that's what gray hair would do. But be thankful. Amen. Practice, right? And if you practice, you go. But if you never practice, you don't know what you could do. You don't know what you might be the next one up here preaching, you teaching. You don't know what's leading songs, amen. But if you're scared, if you are afraid, your potentials is just dead, really. Bible says, Joshua 1:9, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage, and be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord is God. It is the Lord thy God is with thee, wheresoever thou goest. In other words, God is with us. Wherever we go, God is here. He's there. Sometimes we're in a situation where, you know, we just get scared. But we have to recognize and remember that God is with us. He's with us at all times. You know, God said, I'm with you always. Do you believe that? God, well, I was in trouble the other day. I ain't see you. Are you with me? Are you with me? But he's there. You didn't see him, but guess what? He saw you. Amen? He saw you. Psalms the 23rd chapter, verse 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. God is with us. You see, even in that valley, even in this valley that we walk through every day, is fear around every corner. Amen. And as we stated before, we may not know the fear that's around the corner, but guess what? We know the one who do know. Amen. Are you with me? And all we got to do is listen to him, and he'll say, don't take that corner. Go on. You know, next corner. Wrong corner. This corner, good corner. Amen. Because if we listen, we would hear him. Bible says, for my sheep hear my voice. Are you with me? God hears us, and we ought to hear him. Amen. We ought to hear him. If we don't hear God, we're going to hear the devil. Ain't nothing else to hear. Are you with me? We're going to hear the devil say, go ahead on, man. You know, you're all right. You remember Eve? You remember Eve? He came to Eve subtly, you know, as a person you could accept, you know, and he deceived her. Are you with me? With craftiness, slickness, you know, and this is kind of where we walk into. We get these phone calls saying that you have just won $1 million. All you have to do is give me your card number, and I would put it on your card. Huh? Well, my card number is so. When am I going to get this? Oh, you should be getting it tomorrow. Amen. This is what we're walking through, the valley that we're walking through. Psalms 112:1 said, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord. Amen? The fear of God. The fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. Proverbs 1:7. Are you with me? Fearing God, not fearing man, nor fearing the devil. Are you with me? Because that gets us into a lot of trouble. We may not, you know, we're grown now. We may not be so much afraid of snakes now, and some of us still are. We may not be afraid of the bugs and whatnot, but it's like we fear man and the devil. I remember a young man on the job, right? And This is what he said. Truly, this is what he said. He said you have to fear the devil, because if you don't fear the devil, he gonna get you. I said, no. You got it all wrong, right? And guess what? There was some others that said, he's right. You know, he's right. I said, fellas, no. I said, where y'all got that from? Are you with me? Where did you get that from? He said, if you fear the devil, he won't bother you. Are you with me? You know, just like you do what a bully said, a bully ain't going to bully you, right? Are you with me? If you do what he said, he's not going to bother you. For what? But this is, and like I said, the strange thing about it, there was some more people around who agreed with it. They said it was right. I said, no, fellas, you. And I said that, and guess what? They all was mad at me, didn't want nothing to do with me, period, because they were saying, man, the devil going to get you, man. No, don't be around me. Are you with me? Because he going to get me too. Are you with me? So they was afraid of me, and they wanted me to stay away from them. Are you listening? This is true. They wanted me to stay away from them. And I'm saying, what? This is what we got. We got some teaching to do, and we can't be afraid to go out there and tell it like it is. Amen? We got to tell it like it is. Amen. Psalms 27, it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war should arise against me, in this will I be confident. Amen. This is what the book is telling us to hear. For those who have an ear, let him hear. Amen. Fear is not to control us. Fear, not fear, but faith. Amen. Faith. Fear cannot stop us if we have faith, but fear would stop us in our track if we don't, because we'll be too afraid to do it. As I stated before, this congregation could grow, but it can't grow with fear. It has to be faith. It has to be faith in any congregation, not just this congregation, any, just me. I got to have faith. I'm not going to grow. Amen. I'm not going to grow without faith. If I'm afraid, that's not good. Amen? It's not good. It's not good. Psalm 118:6. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Psalm 66:3-4. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. You see, most of the time we're afraid of what man could do. We're afraid what not to say or say to man. Sometimes, if we have a gospel meeting or something, right, and you're at work, you're afraid to tell the rest of them because they're going to be against you, you know. And you're just not going to tell your boss, because he might fire you for being a Christian. And I need this job, you know. We fear man. We fear man. And God is telling us not to, in his words, not to fear man. Not to fear man. But we fear man and the devil. We do. The Bible says, Hebrews 13:6, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. 1 Peter 3:13, and who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Amen? Following that which is good. Proverbs 29:5, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whosoever putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. That's the book. Remember, in Numbers, remember the 12 men had went out and Joshua and Caleb was with them, and they were supposed to go out and spy the land. God had already told them the land is yours, but they wanted to go out and spy it, see what's what. It said that when they got there, they saw giant men. They saw fortified walls. You know, they saw it was awesome what they saw. And what they saw, they fear it. Not only because they didn't just fear the big men, they fear what they had. Are you with me? You know, how they were formed. Are you with me? And they had fear. And when they got back, Joshua and Caleb told them, we can take this land. You know, we got it, you know, because we got God on our side. We're walking by faith, not by sight. Amen. And those other 10 said, we can't. And you know, the majority ruled. Are you with me? But they was afraid. Are you with me? They was afraid, even though they had God with them, they was afraid. And sometimes we can forget that we have God with us. Amen. And we could be afraid. And it could happen to any one of us. Just because I'm up here preaching, it don't mean it won't happen to me. I got to be careful just like anybody else. I'm not all that. Are you with me? I got to be careful just like anybody else. Amen? I got to be alert. Amen. Remember David in 1 Samuel? David, Saul. Saul was the man, he was a king, he was a head man, had an awesome army, amen? But when they saw that giant, it made him scratch his head. He forgot that God was with the Jews, was with them. He forgot that. And he was scratching his head, how in the world we going to, you know, this man out there bragging about what he could do to us, what we going to do? But David had faith. He didn't have fear. David knew that God was with him, at least. He may not be with you all, but he was with me. And David slew that. That giant had armor on. He had a helmet. He had it going on. Now, David was so straight with that. Amen. So he hit in that place where it was no armor. Are you with me? This man was... He was armored up, top to bottom, armored up. But David, he saw that, amen, and he knew that God was with him. And in one shot, he went down, amen, because David didn't have fear, he had faith. Bible teaches we walk by faith and not by sight. The world walked by sight and not by faith. Amen? So the world going to stay scared. We're in situations now we don't know what to do. Are you with me? Like I said, we now are afraid to leave home. We're afraid to go home. Amen? You know, go home, and me and Barbara go home, and one in the night, the light out. I said, Barbara, go and cut the light on, please, because she said, I can't see. Amen. Are you with me? Well, you know, this is where we're at with fear. But fear shouldn't stop us. Fear, if fear comes before faith, we're in trouble. If faith comes before fear, we're gonna make it. We're going to make it. Amen? We're going to make it. I mean, we are, like I said, this congregation... Amen. Beautiful people. I've known you for a long time. You know, beautiful people. And I believe we can do it. I believe we can. You know, when I say we, I'm talking about the church. The church. Are you with me? You see, when we come together and work together and not be afraid, are you with me? Because sometimes we're afraid of silly things. You know, what somebody might say. Are you with me? We are afraid of silly things like that. Are you with me? I don't have the same you know, what they call it, the same I don't talk like some of you. And some of you don't talk like me. I ain't afraid to talk to you with my language. Are you with me? And you ought not to be afraid to talk to me. Oh, they might laugh at me if I say, you know. No. We're afraid of silly things. Are you with me? Silly things, right? And we ought to be a people of faith. Of faith. Because faith builds good things. Amen? And good things should be built here. Sometimes we say, well, we're old now. No, you're still, while the blood is running warm in your vein. Are you with me? While it's running warm, you could talk to your family, talk to your neighbors, you could talk to strangers. You can even say hello to your enemies sometimes. How you doing? Amen? You know? We could talk. We could show them love, you know. It's about show and tell. Are you with me? It's about show and tell, you know. And whatever you got left, use it for the Lord. Are you with me? I'm a little gray. McLaughlin a little gray. Holloway, he really gray. But you know, use what you got. The rest of what you got for the Lord. Everything else is for the Lord, not 99%. Everything else. That's why we had to trust in the Lord with all our heart. It's everything that we have. And by faith, you can move mountains that's in the way. All these situations that's in the way that we're afraid of, this might happen, that might. Be faithful in Christ. Study. See what he would have you to do. What's the next step, Lord? Faith. Okay. What's the next step, Lord? Faith. What's the next step, Lord? Faith. What's the next step, Lord? Faith. Amen. Just keep on believing. And things can happen. Amen. And I'm not talking just because everything is going good for me now. Because let me tell you something. The more you preach God's word, the more that devil is after you. Amen? The more he's after you. That's why them boys were saying on the job, you know, they said, listen, you know, you got to do what the devil say or he'll be after you. Are you with me? Because I ain't doing what he said. I'm not afraid no more. You know? Because the Bible said the only thing, it says like this. Let me read this verse before I close. I'm sorry. One more verse I got to read. Matthew 10, chapter 28. And fear not them that kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but fear him that is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Fear him, not man, nor the devil. Are you with me? And I ain't going to sit here and tell you that the devil ain't coming after you, because he's going to come after you. The more you do right, the more he coming. The less you do right, the less he gonna come. But you know, let him come. Because I'm gonna do it. And I'm gonna need you to help me. Because I may stumble and fall. You know, I don't want you to look at me and say, I knew you was gonna fall. I just knew it. Are you with me? No, pick me up. Pick me up. Because that's what I will do for you, pick you up. Amen? I'm not afraid no more. I'm not afraid no more. Amen? I'm not afraid no more. Let the devil come on. Are you with me? Because he can't do nothing but kill me. And if he kill me, he might be doing me a favor. Or getting to heaven faster. Amen? You see? But, fear not. Fear not. Because if we're scared, we can't go nowhere. We can't do anything. Nothing that we could do if we're afraid. But with faith, we can move mountains. Those mountains that's in the way that we seem like, well, we can't do this because, we can't do that because. Amen? What did God say? Have faith. Amen? We can't go this way. We can't go that way. Maybe God don't want you to go that way. Maybe he got another way for you to go, but you need to hear him. Hear ye him. Hear ye him. Amen. I hope something said today made you better for being here. If you are here and you are not a member of God's church, there's some command that you must obey, some things that you must do. And one of the things, and the first thing that you must do is hear God. Is hear His word. Amen. You can't get around hearing God's word, because if you don't hear His word, you won't know what He would have you to do. You got to hear it. You have to believe what you hear. You must. You can't get around that. You can't jump to something, you know, jump over that and get to something else. Let's get to the baptism real quick, please. You can't do that. You gotta hear and believe. You have to repent. That means stop doing what you're doing and start doing what God would have you to do. Amen? That's repent. You know, stop doing what you're doing. Stop trying to get to New York going south. Amen? Turn around. Head north. Amen? Turn around. Head north. You must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. You must. You can't get around it. You must be baptized in water for remission of sin. You must stay faithful in God's word. There's some almost whole line of, but as you will learn them, because you must come to worship. You must give. You must be taught. You must teach. Amen. But above all, you must love. If you are here and you are a member, as we together stand and sing the song of encouragement, you may ask for prayers at this time.